John and Jane Clemens rented this two-room clapboard house with four remaining children. And then on November the 30th, 1835, Jane gave birth to a son, Samuel Langhorne Clemens, which we both know, and everybody else knows him as Mark Twain. And did you know that Sam Clemens was born 2 months premature and therefore was a really sickly child? They didn't even know whether or not he'd make it.
That's amazing. That's very reminiscent of my own bringing into this world.
Yeah, now you were premature. How premature were you?
I was 6 weeks premature.
6 weeks. And Samuel was 2 months.
Yeah, so.
And you were also a very sickly child.
Very, very sickly child. Always ended up getting the things that hardly anybody ever gets. So, but I made it. I'm a survivor.
Just like Samuel Clemens.
Absolutely.
So you had mum and dad, the four children, the four remaining children, because Samuel was the sixth one. Jane lost a baby in Tennessee before they came here. So they had the four children plus Samuel, and they also had a little servant girl called Jenny, all living in this two-roomed house.
Jeez.
What a quaint little house.
This is so neat.
So this was rented. Now, they stayed here for 4 years until Samuel was four. They lost a daughter here, Margaret, who's buried in Florida Cemetery. Mm. And then they moved from here to Hannibal.
Oh, this is her actual rocking chair.
It looks like it, yeah. So she lived at home with her eldest son, Orion. And it sounds Orion with an E, not an I. When they lived in Iowa. Interesting. What a tiny little rocking chair.
Yeah. But that was luxury. Butter churn.
Is that a butter churn or a... I always forget which one that is. And this is her reading glasses. Apparently she was a really funny lady. Her housekeeping was left a little bit to be desired. Yes, but her needlework was astounding. Their first crop of children was born. But I was of a later vintage. I was postponed. Postponed to Missouri. Missouri was an unknown new state and needed attractions. So was that their house in Hartford? This is the carriage that they used. This is custom built.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's their Hartford house viewed from Farmington Avenue. Wow. To think Mark Twain actually sat in this carriage.
I know.
That's just...
It's incredible.
Amazing. And a word that I never normally use, awesome.
What? I'm driving the hell out of this boat. But I also have a fun fact to you. Do you know where the name Mark Twain comes from? It comes from the markings on the rope. So two markings, and it was safe passage for the steamboat, which was 2 fathoms deep. True story. Now back to driving this boat.
Thank you. We're not even halfway yet.
Oh, man. This was the top.
We can have a little look out over there before we continue the rest, which is way up there.
I think we're at the top. No, we're not.
So the original lighthouse was built to commemorate Mark Twain's 100th birthday. Now, the original lighthouse was blown down in a windstorm in 1960. So this one is the second replica. It's 54 feet tall, 200 feet above the river, the Mississippi, and 244 steps from the statue to the lighthouse. So here we have a statue commemorating Mark Twain as a steamboat pilot. Now in 1857, he began to learn the trade of a steamboat pilot, and in 1859, he became a licensed pilot on the lower Mississippi River. So Tom Blankenship's house, who?
Was Huck Finn?
Was Huckleberry Finn in the stories. So in Mark Twain's autobiography, when he talks about Huckleberry Finn, he actually says, I have drawn Tom Blankenship exactly as he was. He was ignorant, unwashed, insufficiently fed, but he had a good heart as ever any boy had. His liberties were totally unrestricted. True story. Now, apparently he was very, very poor. His whole family was very poor, poorer than poor.
Right.
And he used to get up to lots of mischief, just like the character in the books. This is really neat.
Yeah, I like the, again, I could see in all the mining camps and stuff, the hand-hewn timber, you can see the axe marks. Now, so these are the original structures or recreations?
Well, this one, I believe, is a recreation. This photograph up here isn't this house, and it says, since at least 1885, this has been publicly
identified
as the home of Huck Finn. This was well within the living memory of the townspeople, who were youthful companions in the escapades of Samuel Clemens and Tom Blankenship. So that's that house.
Okay.
So this it is would have just
what it would look like.
Yeah, reconstruction. And then in here would be, so would this would be a one-roomed house though, wouldn't it then?
Yeah, it looks like they put up this.
I would say. So after rough times in Florida, Missouri, they decided to come here to Hannibal, and this was their first house. This is an old drawing of the first house, of the house, and you can see here that there used to be a lean-to on the side, and in the book it talks about how Tom Sawyer and Mark Twain actually used to jump out and go exploring at night.
So now, am I right in saying that he was like 4 years old when they came to live here in Hannibal?
That's right. The father was Justice of the Peace, and his offices were across the road, which we'll explore later. So as a child, Mark Twain was a really sickly boy, and his mum used to make him take this disgusting medicine. And in the book, Tom Sawyer Tom Sawyer was also forced to take the same medicine.
That sounds very familiar to me too.
Yes, this is the dining room of the home immortalized by Mark Twain as the setting for the painkiller medicine episode in Tom Sawyer.
How neat is that?
Now, there is also... So, Sam Clemens's mum used to give him all different sorts of medicine, and he was so disgusted by it, he used to pour it in the cracks of the floorboard, and Peter the cat used to drink it.
Poor cat.
Now, as far as I'm aware, most of these, if not all of these furnishings, aren't original to the Clemenses. They are of the time period. Mm-hmm. But pretty neat, though.
Very interesting.
And then, of course, later, so they ended up becoming on bad times, hard times again, and the family ended up moving across the road with another family. Mm. I'll talk more about that later.
Okay.
So there's a lot of controversy about his books, and I do believe that Huckleberry Finn, especially, is banned in some schools and from reading literature.
Mm-hmm.
However, Sam Clemens was anti-slavery, and that was what the book Huckleberry Finn was based on. As a kid, in those days, slavery was normal and it was acceptable. And they used to, the slaves would sleep on the rugs in front of the fire in the kitchen. But as Sam grew older and he used to play with the children and other slaves' children, and he felt differently.
Right. And that's, I think, what sometimes a lesson that can be lost. You know, when they try to hide certain things because it might be offensive to people, it's like, you know, in one sense, I get that you don't want to offend people or hurt people's feelings, but then at the same time, you got to know that this actually was part of life. This happened. And you're supposed to be learning from history, not erasing it. Even the character of Jim in The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, that was based off of a gentleman that he would tell stories to him when he was a child at his uncle's farm. He was an enslaved man that his uncle owned. And he had such a high regard for him. He would tell captivating stories, and he loved that.
And he actually used to call this enslaved man Uncle Donald.
Yeah, Daniel Donald, something like that.
There's actually a photograph of the last time Samuel Clemens came to Hannibal before he died. And he's standing right here, the entryway. It's the front door of his house.
Now, those of you that know the book, Tom Sawyer was able to convince his gang of friends that painting this fence was a privilege, and they would pay him for it. There is one thing wrong with this recreation, though. Fence panels weren't vertical. They were actually horizontal. True story.
So directly across from Mark Twain's house is Laura Hawkins' house. And that is Becky Thatcher in the book Tom Sawyer. So unfortunately, Becky Thatcher's house isn't furnished. But now, there's a photograph on the wall here of Laura Hawkins as she was in later years. And in fact, I've just noticed another one with Samuel Clemens and Laura. So this photo on the wall, it actually says Sam Clemens and Becky Thatcher. It's not, it's Sam Clemens and Laura, taken in 1908. And it says here, Laura Hawkins, my first sweetheart. I was 7 and she was 5. Ah. Can you remember your first sweetheart? I can. Oh, look, today's curriculum. This would be my favourite bit. Reading, writing, recess, skip arithmetic. lunch, history, geography, recess. Spelling, I wasn't particularly good at spelling, but I liked all the others.
Yep.
I remember playing with marbles when I was a kid. My brother had the hugest bag of marbles. They're worth a lot of money. And that the marbles that we had, I don't know where they went.
Yeah.
But they would have been cost a fortune.
Yeah, yeah, some of them are crazy.
They're several hundred pounds or dollars. Wow. So this is the law office of his father. Now, this isn't in the real location. It used to be down the street, and it was moved here a while back for a movie, apparently. But when Mark Twain was a kid, he crept out, and rather than going home and getting a spanking, he crept into his father's law office and slept on that bed just there. And he was asleep for a while, and in the darkness, he actually saw a figure on the floor. He woke up and he found a dead body.
Ooh.
I know. And he climbed out the window and ran off. Don't know which way to go. Right-hand rules. A lot of glare. So this was the pharmacy and drugstore, and of course I'm well acquainted with
this. I was going to say, you grew up above a pharmacy.
I was born above the pharmacy that my dad owned. My dad delivered me. Yes, indeed. So this is all kind of very reminiscent of my childhood.
Did yours look exactly like this one too?
No. But I do remember my dad used to have all these old, old, old bottles. Well, he used to collect them. That and old tools, medical tools.
Yeah.
So just reading the sign here, it says that Dr. Grant was a fine physician in a town like Hannibal. But after he saw his patients all day, and even riding, you know, away to see people, he would have to come home to an apartment filled with nine people, three of them boys, all aged under 12. That would be a bit hard going.
Rowdy.
Very. And of course, to rub salt into the wound, looking out at this building, at this window here, they could see their old house. Now from here, you can see from the side. So there used to be some sort of lean-to on the side there because Sam used to climb out as a boy and slide down the roof and escape with his friend Tom.
The thing I noticed here is there's a lot more space than you would think. And there also is a third floor. Unfortunately, though, we can't get up there.
Here's the pharmacy. Oh, oh yes, now, all of those bottles, my dad had a big collection of those bottles. I remember him selling them, actually. Oh, and those blue ones. Oh, and those. My goodness me. Wow. So in time, after John Clemens died, they ended up getting enough money together. Well, Sam ended up having to quit school, and he went to work as a typesetter. He went to work at a newspaper, starting writing. And they managed to get their old house back. And his oldest brother, Orion, I think that's how you pronounce it, he had a newspaper which wasn't doing very well. So he put the whole of the newspaper into their house and ran the newspaper downstairs. And Sam was the typesetter. You are apparently, oh, that was the real thing. Apparently, when Mark Twain piloted the boats, the steamships, he could play a really good whistle. I don't know if that's true, I just made that up. Oh, the train. That one's for you, Adam. So this sketch by Rockwell, he sketched this after reading the book Tom Sawyer, and it's of Tom Sawyer climbing out of his window to go out on his adventures during the night. And it actually says here that when he arrived at Hannibal, he found there was not an L on the house, nor were there shutters at the windows.
So, there you have it. A little tour around the old haunts of Mark Twain, a.k.a. Samuel Clemens, his real name, and his boyhood town.
And his boyhood home.
And his boyhood home, and all the mischief he used to get up to.
And the characters that he used for the books, that inspired him for some of his books. Very interesting place. Now, neither one of us are Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, or Mark Twain experts, so we hope we've given all the correct information. But it does make you want to go out and buy Mark Twain's book, his autobiography. And I kind of want to go and read, I haven't read Huckleberry, I don't think I've ever really read Huckleberry Finn, but I did read Tom Sawyer, but as a child, and it makes me want to go out and buy all his books. So if ever you find yourself near Hannibal, Missouri, definitely worth a visit to Mark Twain's boyhood home. There's 5 museums that you can go in for one cost of $12 at time of filming this.
Yeah, $12 a person.
For the whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come and go as you please all day, so there's no time restraints. And on that note, get out there, go and explore, put another pin in the atlas, and we will see you on our next adventure.
The fence panels were not vertical like this, they were actually horizontal. True story. True story.
Hang on, I forgot what that